and then some jigs. The slowers are Shinavan and Mary Banok. Let's see, the jigs I'm going to play are, the first is D.R. McLennan's tuning phrase. It's a, all the jigs I'm playing are recent compositions, recent meaning since like 1930. So D.R. McLennan's tuning phrase, then the Geese in the Bog, the Seagull, and the Glasgow City Police Pipers.
Thank you. Good morning. Welcome to Sunshine Hollow. Sog Wallow is gradually disappearing, but it's sure nice to see the sun again. I see some butterflies flying around. I've also seen some yellow jackets, so be warned that there are yellow jackets around. Folks up in the first aid booth, be ready. This sun seems to bring them out after a rain. There is a Plymouth station wagon, a maroon-colored Plymouth station wagon out in the parking lot with a Pennsylvania license, 642-596. Your lights are on. Anybody? Pennsylvania license, 642-596, a Plymouth station wagon. Your lights are on. Well, now we're going to go on with Kevin McCann, who is a fine guitarist, and after Kevin will be...
Welcome to the Early Bird Special. You get, everybody gets toast and coffee with this performance here. Seems almost as crowded as it was last night. I was making dinner last night and I flipped a hamburger and I ended up in somebody's armpit. I haven't seen it since. This is called The Fisherman. I usually play this song for my friend from Albany named Codfish. He had a rather strange experience once while he was traveling cross country. He ran out of gas and money and food all at the same time in the middle of Nebraska. And he ended up stealing a dozen clams from a grocery store. Little did he know that when he got back to the truck, he had nothing to cook them in. So he spent 4 hours steaming them one at a time in a beer can. Makes for kind of a long meal, you know? This is called The Last Steam Engine Train. I once wrote a song with lyrics. You know, I don't do any singing really, but I once wrote a song for the late great Amy Vanderbilt, who you may remember took a dive out of a 10-story window. It was called 32 feet a second, but I was told if I did it here, I'd alienate 80% of you, so. This is called Sailor's Grave on the Prairie. It was the original version of the Pepsi-Cola commercial on television. It was written by a guy named Leo Kottke. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Last time I played that song, a tree fell over out of boredom. This is called Stealing. Thank you. It's a song that John Fahey wrote for Mississippi John Hurt. It's called Requiem for John Hurt. Thank you. This is a song that was taken from Hang Low, Sweet Chariot, Chariot, whatever it is. It's called Lion. Play one more song here. This is a song I wrote. It's called Acorn. Thank you. Thank you.
I have two more pieces of paper here with a note that the Burgundy station wagon, maroon colored or burgundy, Plymouth station wagon, Pennsylvania license 642956, your lights are on. And if you don't go and do something about it, you're not going to be able to start your car. So I hope that word's gotten out, so otherwise we might have to tell you again a little later. But I'll tell you one more time, and that's it. I'm feeling just a little bit snarky now, and so one thing that I've learned in the last few years since I've been without Bob, and I'm going to lay this on you because I think it's important. It's the way I've been feeling. I've always been more or less a nice little lady who never says anything about how she really feels. There are a lot of people working here to try to keep things neat and clean, and I really would appreciate it. If you're drinking beer, if you're bringing your own beer in, or you're drinking beer, or you're drinking booze, for God's sake, please carry a garbage bag with you or something and put it in the garbage cans. I don't like to walk through here. This is my home, and see garbage and trash here. So please, please dispose of it in the garbage cans. Thank you. Thank you very much. I don't think that it's really right for a person to go through 30 years of marriage and never say how you feel about things. It's not fair, and I'm not going to do that anymore. So this is me talking. This is really me, and please don't do that. I live here. This is my home, and we all spend time here together, and so we need some feedback from you. Our people have just been really so overworked these last couple days, so pick up your trash, carry it up the hill, put it in the garbage garbage cans, and carry a bag with you and put the crap in the bags, will you? Okay, enough heavy shit. Okay, Margaret Crystal and Ian Robb are gonna be...
Today we're going to position ourselves properly on these benches because apparently last night we looked as if we were going to fall over sideways. We were all sitting at one end of one bench, which looked kind of stupid. You're not aware of these things when you're up here.
What's that noise?
Oh no.
Yeah, that's what we thought.
Coming closer in.
We're going to start with a rather an appropriate song. It's from the Singing of the Watersons family, called "The Morning Looks Charming." It's a hunting song.
The morning looks charming, all nature is gay. Come away, me brave boys, to your horses away. For the best of all pleasures in hunting the hare, we haven't as much as a moment to spare. So hark to the hounds, the morn is fair. Come, brave boys, a-hunting the hare. The lively tune horn, how melodious it sounds to the musical notes of the merry-mouthed hounds. Over yon stubble field you will find her below. Say no cries, the huntsman, hark to her we'll go. So hark to the hounds, the morn is fair. Come, brave boys, a-hunting the hare. See now where she goes with the hounds in full view, and the hare being weary, the nearer we drew. Over hedges and ditches to us are no bounds, for the world is our own while we follow the hounds. So hark to the hounds, the morn is fair. Come, brave boys are hunting the hare. How glorious a death to be honored with sounds of a horn and a shout and a chorus of hounds. Here's a health to all huntsmen, and long be their lives, and may they be blessed in their sweethearts and wives. So hark to the hounds, the morn is fair. Come, brave boys, a-hunting the hare.
This is a song called Handsome Polio. It's a sort of a version of Pretty Polio, I suppose, in America. Not far enough. This is from Martin Carthy, from the singing of Martin Carthy. A regiment of soldiers come from Molilla. A regiment of soldiers come from Molilla. And the captain on parade, he fell in love with a lady's maid. And the name that she was called was Handsome Polio. And the name that she was called was Handsome Polio. And the captain on parade, he fell in love with the lady's maid. And the name that she was called was Handsome Polio. Will you list in the army, Handsome Polio? Will you list in the army, Handsome Polio? Well, you get a horse to ride and your rifle by your side, and the bold band of music going afore you. And didn't I give you your answer long, long ago? And didn't I give you your answer long, long ago? That I didn't intend to roam into any foreign land, or to marry with a soldier in the army. Oh, now when she come in presence of her captain, oh, now when she come in presence of her captain, oh, well, she left him there to stand with his cap, his gun in hand, and she left him to the scorn of his soldiers. Oh, when the regiment got its route into Ivy, oh, the regiment got its route into Ivy, oh, and our captain, he took sick, and he died all in a week. And it was all for the love of Handsome Polio. T'was all for the love of Handsome Polio. And our captain, he took sick, and he died all in a week. And it was all for the love of Handsome Polio. The regiment went to mourn for their captain, oh. The regiment went to mourn for their captain, oh. And if Polly wouldn't do, they would get a better view. There were far better girls out in Ivy, oh.
It's what you might call an introspective drinking song. There aren't many of them around. This is one of them. It comes from the very fine book called the Penguin Book of English Folk Songs. I always get it mixed up. I always call it the English Book of Penguin Folk Songs, but there we are.
There's lots of them.
Ye mariners all, as you pass by, call in and drink if you are dry. Call in and drink, think not amiss, and pop your nose in a jug of this. You tipplers all, as you pass by, call in and drink if you are dry. Call in and drink, think not amiss, and pop your nose in a jug of this. Ye mariners all, if you've half a crown, you're welcome all for to sit down. Come spend me, lads, your money brisk, and pop your nose in a jug of this. Oh, now I'm old and scarcely crawl. I've an old grey beard and a head that's bald. Crown my desire and fulfill me bliss. A pretty girl and a jug of this. And when I'm in me grave and dead, and all me sorrows have passed and fled, transform me then into a fish, and let me swim in a jug of this.
Backup man, Britt Laskin, is going to do something.
Backup man.
Backup man.
My God.
Friend of Fiddler's Green.
Can I get that a bit closer?
Okay, all right. I thought you wanted me to sing a song.
Look at that. I thought you wanted me to play along.
Okay, I'll do it. This is the Fairfleur in Northumberland. It's got a sort of refrain chorus line if you'd like to join in. Okay, Rick. A promise doctor was a walk in the lane. Orbits and lobbits was easy one. When she had the Scots prisoner, a mark in his mane. And she was a fleur on Northumberland. It's gane all her lassie would bore to me. Although her love it was easy one, I would make her a lady of high degree. If she'd list me, it's all my presence a strang. Then she's gay. Fast day, her feather stable. Oh, but I love it was easy one. And she's ta'en a horse that was bathed fleet and able. Ta'e huddle them out to bonny Scotland. Then she's gaping fast day, her feather's best lock. Oh, but I love it was easy. And she's stolen the key for many a brave lock. And she's lost him out, so his presence is strong. As they were riding across the Scots moor, oh, but your love it was easy one. Get in from a horse, you're a brazen. Northumberland, for it's I a wife in my ain country. Oh, but your love it was easy one, and a canny day Nathan will I see like ye. So you'll need to gang him to Northumberland. It's cook in your kitchen I surely will be, although my love it was easy one. For I canny gae to my ain country, and I was the fleur o' Northumberland. But I hae a wife in my ain country. Oh, but your love it was easy one. She can't eat anything, well, I see like ye. So you'll need to gang him to Northumberland. But late was he, the lassie to tyne. Oh, but I love it was easy one. So
Oh my God. I didn't know you meant for me to sing it.
That's why he's telling you, Lee.
All right.
Here's a song written by an old mate of mine called Brian Pearson, who was associated with the London Critics Group. And I can think of no American equivalent of this song other than perhaps Tom Lehrer's Vatican Rag. Anyway, it's called Bridget and the Pill. Oh, oh, Bridget O'Reilly was a fine-looking girl. Her skin was like ivory, her teeth were like pearls. The fellas all chased her in vain till one day she went and got married to Barney O'Shea. They'd been married a year when, to their pride and joy, along come a baby, a fine strapping boy. When 2 years had passed, they'd two boys and a girl out to feed them and clothe them made Bridget's head whirl. Bridget went to the priest. She was near desperation because of this process of constant gestation, saying, "Father, this business is making me ill. Would it be a sin if I took to the pill?" Well, the priest heard a story, and when he had heard it to higher authority, perplexed, he referred it. But the bishops were baffled, the cardinals too. Not one could tell Bridget just what she should do. For 3 years they debated in holy profundity what should be done about Bridget's fecundity. For by now Bridget's children amounted to 5, and she scarcely was able to keep them alive. Well, they paid you attention to points theological, points philosophic and physiological, till in desperation the Pope cried, "Oh sod, there's only one thing to do, I'd best go and ask God." So the Pope sent a letter be 5 penny post, on papal note paper addressed, "Holy Ghost, please send me an answer in double quick time. You can reach me at home, just ring Vat 69. Well, the answer it came, and the Pope he pronounced it oral contraception. He strongly denounced it. All chemical means to prevent procreation are banned on the pain of eternal damnation. If we were to permit it, unashamed fornication would spread like a flash to all parts of the nation. There'd be plagues, fire and famine and moral pollution, atheistical notions and red revolution. Ah, but Bridget, me dear, there's no need for frustration because of the banning of this medication. For the church, she is merciful, holy and gracious. The old rhythm method you'll find efficacious. Get away now, says she, I'll have none of your row, for I've tried it before, and just look at me now. For whatever we do, I continue to breed, and she's off to the chemist with maximum speed. Now the church is in ferment and great trepidation, lest such thoughts should spread to the whole congregation. And they've issued a record to prevent a schism by the Pope and the hierarchy called I've Got Rhythm.
Well, we're on the subject. So I've seen so many people taking pictures here, I couldn't resist doing this song. This is a song, well, it sort of represents a whole load of traditional music in any tradition, British, American, Canadian, that has sexual symbolism in it, songs that have sexual symbolism in them. And to understand this song, it's important that you know what a Nikon F is. Does everybody know what a Nikon F is? Some people do, some don't. It's a good camera. It's a decent quality camera. You have one right there? Oh, it's an Ackerman. Well, we'll get to you too, don't worry.
We've got some tips for you.
Oh, early Saturday morning, whilst rolling in the wood, I chanced upon a lady who by the wayside stood. And what, pray tell, would such a lass as you be doing here? I've come to take some photographs, she said as she drew near. Oh, says me to her, I do declare, this is a fateful day, for I had come to photograph the same as you did say. So I pulled out my Nikon F and placed it in her hand. She said, that's quite a camera you've got at your command. My camera so delighted her that with no more delay, she let me see her camera case wherein her accessories lay. I'm sure, says I, you've got most everything that can be bought. Just help me stretch my tripod before I take some shots. Oh my. Oh, we photographed from haylofts and up against the wall. If you've not photographed on a Saturday night, you've not photographed at all. She had her shutter open wide, for daylight was all gone. Likewise, my naked camera lens, it had its filter on. Oh, this lady had experience with cameras, yes indeed. And I thought her exposures the best I ever seen. Although she seemed to tie her knot as on and on we went. Says I, will have to finish now, my film supply is spent. Oh, said she, I've had Minoltas, Yashicas and Rolei, Hasselblad and Pentax, likewise a Polaroid, Miranda, Leica, Nikkor, Mata, Kodak and the rest. But now I've had your Nikon F, and surely it's the best.
We have a surprise for you. It's appearing behind us. Barry O'Neill. We're going to get Barry to do something. I don't know if he's ever done it before in circumstances such as this.
I may never do it again.
He's been practicing all night.
Barry, for a few years now, has been working on his Ullian pipes. And we're going to get him to play something now. We're going to play it with him, actually. Barry said to me, he came down looking very, very nervous, and I said, what's wrong, Barry? He said, well, I've never played like this before, you know. I said, well,
I did once, actually. That's why I was so nervous. You know what it's like.
He said, I don't mind the stage, but it's all these people here. So I said, well, I'll ask them to go away if you like. Don't go away. It'll take a while for him to put his plumber's nightmare together. Did you bring it?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've got it too. That's a good opportunity there. He's unfortunately in an old tuning, which is a quarter tone sharp.
Quarter tone sharp.
But luckily, he has a concertina in the old tuning, and this instrument has tuning pegs.
You want?
Give me an E.
Oh, an E.
Maybe I should say a word about these pipes.
No idea.
Well, they're from Ireland, and instead of blowing them up with your mouth, you blow them up with bellows under your right arm, you see. The air goes in here and into this bag, and then I control the bag with my left arm. I control the pressure in the bag, and then the air exits through the chanter, the thing that I'm using to play the melody, and also down these pipes here, two drones. There's more pipes that I won't play. There's pipes. These with the keys, you press them with your wrists as you're playing the chanter, and it adds chords behind your playing. It's sort of like
vamping on a piano. Well, I haven't got there yet.
Stage now.
Thank you.
coffee, or I'll pack up later.
A big hand for Barry O'Neill. Didn't seem nervous at all, did he? Thanks, Barry.
This is a song, Canadian folk song. It's connected by Edith Folk. Again, the Penguin Book of Canadian Folk Songs. She collected it from a woman who learned the song from her mother in Ontario in 1900. It's called The Banks of Erith. It's I think it comes from the Scottish Banks of Yarrow. Is that what it is? Dowie Dales?
Thanks.
Anyway, Banks of Yarrow. Hear the dolphin.
My Willie is brave, my Willie is tall, my Willie is one that is bonny. He promised me he'd marry me, if ever he'd marry any.
If ever he'd marry any, he promised me he'd marry me. If ever he married any.
My Willie is to them huntings gone, I fear he's gone to tarry. He sent a letter back again, saying he was too young to marry. Saying he was too young to marry. He sent a letter back again, saying he was too young to marry. Last night I dreamed a dreadful dream. I fear it will bring sorrow. I dreamed I was reaping the heather so green down by the banks of Erith. Down by the banks of Erith. I dreamed I was reaping the heather so green down by the banks of Erith. Well, I will read your dream to you. I'll read it with grief and sorrow, that before tomorrow night you'll hear of your Willie being drowned in Erith. Of your Willie being drowned in Erith. That before tomorrow night you'll hear of your Willie being drowned in Erith. I sought him east, I sought him west, I sought him through a valley, and underneath the edge of a rock was the corpse of my Willie lying. Was the corpse of my Willie lying, and underneath the edge of a rock was the corpse of my Willie lying. They buried him the very next day. They buried him with grief and sorrow. They buried him the very next day down by the banks of Erith. Down by the banks of
Somebody really liked that one. Yeah.
This is a song from around about the time of the Industrial Revolution, well, the late part of the Industrial Revolution, around the time of the Napoleonic Wars, actually. It's rather later than the Industrial Revolution, to be precise. The ills that were bestowed upon the poor people in those days were blamed on all kinds of things, on Napoleon Bonaparte, for one, on the wars in general, for another thing. This wasn't entirely true. This song comes from that era. It's called The Handloom Weaver's Lament. It's a Lancashire song. You gentlemen and tradesmen that ride about it well, look down on these poor people, it's enough to make you crill. Look down on these poor people as you ride up and down. I think there is a God above will pull your pride right down. You tyrants of England, your race may soon be run. You may be brought unto account for what you've sorely done. Oh, you pull down our wages, shamefully to tell. You go into the market and you say you cannot sell. And when that we do ask you when these bad times may mend, you quickly give an answer when the wars are at an end. You tyrants of England, your race may soon be run. You may be brought unto account for what you've sorely done. When we look on our poor children, it grieves our hearts full sore. Their clothing, it is torn to rags, and we can get no more. With little in their bellies, they to their work must go, while yours to dress as manky as monkeys in a show. You tyrants of England, your race may soon be run. You may be brought unto account for what you've sorely done. Well, you go to church on Sundays, but I think it's nought but pride. There can be no religion when humanity's thrown aside. If there is a God in heaven, as there is in the exchange, our poor souls must not come near there, like lost sheep they must range. You tyrants of England, your race may soon be run. You may be brought unto account for what you've sorely done. With the choicest of strong dainties, your table's overspread. With good ale and strong brandy, you make your faces red. You invite a set of visitors, it is your chief delight to put your heads together for to make our faces white. You tyrants of England, your race may soon be run. You may be brought unto account for what you've sorely done. Oh, you say that Bonaparte has been the cause of all, and that we should all have cause to pray for his downfall. Well, Bonaparte is dead and gone, and it is plainly shown that we have bigger tyrants and ponies of our own. You tyrants of England, your race may soon be run. You may be brought unto account for what you've sorely done. So now, me lads, for to conclude and for to make an end,
Let's see if we can form a plan that these bad times may mend. So give us our old prices as we have had before, and we will live in happiness and rub out the old score. You tyrants of England, your race may soon be run. You may be brought unto account for what you've sorely done.
There was an old couple lived under the hill, and Blunt, it was their name-o. And they got tired and they went up to bed and forgot to bar the door. Oh, and then they a bargain made. They've made it strong and sure, oh, that which of them was to speak the first word should go down and bar the door. Oh, and there came three travellers three, riding in the night. So they had no home nor house a day, nor yet no candlelight. So when they went to his larder, they ate all his meat till they could eat no more. But never a word did the old couple say, for fear who should bar the door. When they went to his cellar, they drank all his ale till they could drink no more. But never a word did the old couple say, for fear who should bar the door. Oh, and they went upstairs, they went to his room, they've knocked all on the door. Oh, they've hauled his old wife out of her bed, and they've lain her on the floor. Oh, you've eaten me meat and you drank all me ale, me wife's all on the floor. Oh, you spoke the first word John Blunt, she said, so go down and bar the door. Oh.
This is a version of Van Diemen's Land, all the transportation songs, that comes from the singing of Mike Waterson. I got it from one of the newer members of the Friends of Fiddler's Green called Dave Parry, who used to sing at the same club as Mike Waterson. It's called The Warwickshire Poacher. It's got a chorus which goes, young men all, be aware, lest you be drawn into a snare. Twice. I and five more went out one night into noble Squire's Park, hoping that we might get some game if the night it has proven dark, it being to our sad misfortune we were treep and were with speed, and they've sent us up into Warwick Jail, it has caused our hearts to bleed.
Young men all, be aware, lest you be drawn into a snare. Young men all, be aware, lest you be drawn into a snare.
Well, about the 4th of August to the bar we did repair, and like Job we have stood with patience for to hear our sentence there. There being some old offenders standing, it has made our case go hard, and our sentence was for 14 years, straightway being sent on board.
Young men all, be aware, lest you be drawn into a snare. Young men all, be aware, lest you be drawn into a snare.
Well, the ship that brought us from the land, why, the Speedwell was her name. And for full 5 months and upwards, lads, we ploughed the raging main. Why, we saw no land nor no harbour, believe me, it's no lie. All about us us one blue sky.
Young men all, be aware, lest you be drawn into a snare. Young men all, be aware, lest you be drawn into a snare.
Well, about the 5th of March, me lads, it was then we made the land. And at 4 o'clock in the morning, why, they chained us end to end. Well, to see me fellow sufferers there, it has filled me heart with woe. For there's some chained to the arras, me boys, and others chained to the plough.
Young men all, be aware, lest you be drawn into a snare. Young men all, be aware, lest you be drawn into a snare.
Well, to see me fellow sufferers there, it has filled me heart with care. For they'd lends he draws, and they'd leather smocks, and their hands and their feet were bare. And they lined them up just 2 by 2 like horses in a dray. And the driver, he stood over them with his malacky cane.
Young men all, be aware, lest you be drawn into a snare. Young men all, be aware, lest you be drawn into a snare.
Well, they took me down to Sydney town without no more delay. And a merchant there has bought me his bookkeeper to be. Well, I liked me occupation, me master served me well, and me joys was without measure. The truth to you I'll tell.
Young men all, be aware, lest you be drawn into a snare. Young men all, be aware, lest you be drawn into a snare.
A female servant, Rosanna was her name, and for 14 years a convict was, and from Wolverhampton came. And we oft times told our tales of love while we was blessed at home, but it's now we're rattling of our chains in a foreign land to roam.
Young men all, be aware, lest you be drawn into a snare. Young men all, be aware, lest you be drawn into a snare.
So come all, you wild and you reckless youths, and a warning take by me. I'd have you to quit night walking and guard your destiny. For it's all about we transported lads, as you may understand, and the hardships that we undergo going to Van Diemen's land.
Young men all, be aware, lest you be drawn into a snare. Young men all, be aware, lest you be drawn into a snare.
Have you guys got a tune or anything that you want to do?
Oh, go ahead.
I'm Ewan McCall, some years ago, wrote a series of radio ballads for the BBC at home, and I'm just going to sing a short eight-lined little thing that he did for... he took various aspects of industry, followed it up with a lullaby from the north of England called Bonnie at Morn. Many's the time I've sat by the fire and thought how the call was won, waiting to hear his step at the door when a hard day's work was done. Many's the time I've listened and trembled to hear warning bell, dreading to hear that knock on the door, and dreading the news they might tell. The sheep's in the meadow, and the kye's in the corn. Lord, tower lying in thy bed, Bonnie at morn. The sheep's in the meadow, and the kye's in the corn. Lord, tower lying in thy bed, Bonnie at morn. Can he at need, Bonnie at morn, Lord, tower lying in thy bed, Bonnie at morn. The lad when he work,
sorry, I've just forgotten for a minute. Oh, I'm sorry, I've forgotten it.
The birds in the nest and the trout's in the barn, thou hinders thy mother at every turn. The birds in the nest and the trout's in the barn, thou hinders thy mother at every turn. Can he at need, Bonnie at morn, Lord, tower lying in thy bed, Bonnie at morn.
Oh, you do one, and then
we'll
finish up with
Willie's
one.
Sure, okay, fine.
Oh, this is a night visiting song called The Bay of Biscay.
It's a fraction of a child ballad called Willie Drowned at Sea, I think.